unbelievable stuff.
Boom.
Yiglit Tal, he says, when I was mastering it, and I asked you this question when we started, remember? Bishas HaPrada, it's still not
the
truth is, the kash is not to be kash. You know why? Who says, kash is when I was mastering it? When I take it.
Right?
He said, taking his chances. Oh. He says it's mashma. Yeah?
So
when I took it off, what happened? Kasha. Good, right? Why is that called bayer? You could answer that what? That the moment I put my hand on it, even though it was still attached,
yeah,
says Igli Tal, but it's not that summer. He says it's because of later.
Right,
he says it's better than Tommy. It takes a minute. It doesn't happen right away. When you're holding it.
It must be because you took it from Boyer, not from eating it.
No, it's slow, Rafi. I don't know if you're flying. I don't know where you're flying. We're first learning what it says. First see what it says. It says like this. Silence is because when I took it, it becomes silent. Says Igli Tal, when did it become silent?
After 1 minute.
After a minute. When it's in my hands. Question is why? That's the big problem. If it's true that it's not right away, so why does it become bite? I took out a piece of ice. While it's in my hand, it turns into silence. I have silence. I took it as solid. I understand, but then it turns into solid. Four reasons my mouth is solid. So therefore, it's called solid. You ready? You with me? He says, this is what you hold. Rashi means it becomes later, and for later it's already cool.
What?
How could later make it up? Later it's already not, it's already separated. When you separate it, it was mutter.
Separated,
finished, now it's right. It's a minute later. What's the problem? Why for the answer is very simple. What exactly is the Yisra of butter? You have to know the Yisra of butter.
Two questions.
Remember we spoke about it all the time. Is the Yisra of Boyer
out or the Tikkun?
The Etzem Meisah, the Meisah. Or what it is it's out. The Totsah. That the Psylus left the Eichel. Meaning, is it the Meisah taking Psylus from Eichel?
Because why? Because the Totsah is going to be solid.
If I take the Psylus on the mice you have here in solid, which was Mifrat from the
Oath. Ah, we're looking at Maaseh. We're looking at Maaseh.
That's the question. If you look at the mice, then there's no problem.
What's the mice?
No, problem.
Mice was not being.
It is.
No, you're not
going to. The Oath is not.
Okay, what's okay. The Maaseh? Taking the Oath.
But Totsah.
And then in your hand it becomes solid.
Look at the Totsah. What was the Totsah? This psalus is not attached to the Zohar.
Why?
Hafrad is done with the hand. Look at the Totsah. The Totsah was what? That she took away psalus from him. Okay, now, I need you to do me a big favor. So look up the Rambam Shita, how the Rambam learned how Boyer is released. Let's see. Read the Rambam. Rambam is a whole new shot.
Where is Rambam?
On this book, this Rambam. Where is this?
Where is this?
Love.
What?
Love. By the way, that's how the Mishnah Berurah learns like the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah learns like the Rambam. In case of birds, you know. Ready?
והבורר פסולת מתוך האוכל ואפילו בידו אחת חייב והבורר תורמוסים מתוך פסולת שלהן
הבורר
תורמוסים מתוך פסולת שלהן חייב מפני שהפסולת שלהן ממסקת אותן כששלקו אותן עמהן ונמצא
is needed to make the food.
Yes.
So good. You know what we look at? We look at the mamtik instead of the food. For example, let's say chrei. Let's say the horseradish cannot be eaten, you hear, without charos. Which is the ochel, which is the psalot? Charoset is the ochel, and the Rambam says the becomes the psalot.
Why?
Because you can't eat it the way it is. You can only eat it with the food. So he says that's shat mamtekin.
So what do you mean?
Because since I took away the ochel part, say it again.
One more time. והבורא תורמוסים מתוך פסולת של החייו מפני שהפסולת שלהם ממתקת אותה כששלקו אותה ממהן ונמצא כבורא פסולת של בוחר
למה?
מה צריך ממתקת? המילה הזאת ממתקת
פורצת רבה
That's how Mr. Brewer brings it down.
Bring, Mr. Brewer?
Yes, read it.
Mr. Brewer, you said, ממתקת אותה ומבלעדי זה התורמוס מר.
מר. Without it, the tourmus is unedible. Yes.
וחשיב כפסולת. והפסולת אינו מר כל כך.
The pstolet is not so mar.
אם כן, חשיב התורמוס כפסולת מתוך אוכל.
לקבור שם, רבב.
אה, בשבורים.
רבב. מכן דבר. אז אף, יפה. You have to eat it together. What do you mean? One difference, the apples are Bialach. Look at the Bialach. The range is Bialach. Right?
No, I didn't.
What do you take it for?
What's the point?
Why are you doing it? Why are you being buried as Trubis?
Water.
Good question. Let me ask you the opposite. If you would be buried the klipot from the tourmus, what would happen? You can't eat it anyway, so what happens?
Why? It becomes good on it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But you can't eat it anyway. But it's more awful than so.
Rashi, it makes sense, the groom is edible. So if I took the groom, it'd be mutter. what you want? What are we saying here that says the Buddha is like an attack? What? What? $100. Anybody can be mitzvah to the tzaddik.
Well, לדעתי פירוש זה מקובל יותר מכל הפירושים.
מכל הפירושים,
שנאמרו
שכולם
קשים בעיניי כתורמוס.
כתורמוס. So the English title is just as bitter and difficult as the tormus, all the pshat. Just as bitter, you hear? All the pshat, but just as bitter as the tormus itself.
ולפי זה לא קשה שערי אוכל מה שבורר כיוון שאין הבאלה עכשיו לצורך יד לאנטר ולבד אך מה העשה שלא ראיתי לאחד
מהרשמי מה העשה שלא ראיתי לאחד מהרשמי איגלי טל, you
have
no idea how brilliant you have no idea how brilliant what's the sound of the cat? I mean, let's say you took the matok, it's not altar anyway, you're not eating it, so what's the story? What's the sugi here? Even what, see, he's asking that let that be the reason why Tormus is awesome. You know why it's awesome? You're not eating it. And I'm asking the other way. Let's say you will bury not the Tormus Mitaycha whatever, but rather you bury the whatever Mitaycha Tormus. You're not eating that either. It's not La Alta. What's not La Alta? It should be awesome.
Maybe just an example.
Huh?
Maybe just an example.
That's how Tormus is. Man, I'm telling you, the Tormus is edible or not edible. It's not edible, then it's bur anyway. Even if it's not bur. That's question number one. And I'm asking the opposite. If Masna, if I would be bur the gruim over, let's say pick the other one, would be mutter also. Huh? You're being bur the psalms. Even if you're oil from the psalms, it's not loud, you're not eating it.
Why not?
Who's gonna eat it? It's raw. So why do you have to come make tigers? Sorry, forget it. It's not tigers. Tua. How beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. You have no idea.
No, it's solid, ready. Because
you're not going to eat. Even if it's eichel.
But you're not
going to
eat. It's raw.
Why do we have to knock our heads
in
the wall for 2 hours?
Explain
to me that
tigers. For us, it's raw. Solid.
Meaning, once you're not going to eat it, you don't have to come and say the soil, even if it's oichel.
What?
Oichel, not la'al, it's awesome. Well, what do you need it for? Let's just say
la'al, it's awesome.
Awesome anyways, what are you talking about? Probably with cash. Probably with cash.
Yeah. The rule says it's not marked so much. Maybe you
could eat it. No, don't take. I'm just reading it. Now, Bishul, some of Manim, Na'vah b'mishkan. The Tudak, no? We did this, no? Hatochen or upon behind the first silka, we did this. We cut, yeah, Toysis, Dafka Silka, Shaykh Tchina, we did all this, no?
Yeah, we
learned
it,
right? We did it the first thing we did, no?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, Halosh Ofe, Amar HaPapa Shavak Mishkan, Vinakat Ofe, and he took the word Ofe. Why? Chora Bishu was the Mishkan. Why do we say Ofe? We learned this, Tana, Didan, Sidura de Patnakat. The Tana is going with Fiat Seder Osim Pat Zera Gil. It's more common than making some amanim. So therefore, Hishtamesh B'Lashon Ofe. Rabash, I feel better. My throat's getting better. Next week is going to be a good week. I'm telling you. No, I'm telling you. I'm going to do the Pat Makas. I'm going to Bacha Baravira. Hi, man. Now listen, Bishul. You ready? This is the first Sugi on Bishul. You would say, Bishul, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. Guess what? Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni is not here. It's not here. It's in the beginning of Shabbat. Here you're going to find something completely different. Hi, man!
Hi, man.
That man, this person, Shoda, Sichtolat Tuna, he took a piece of wood and he put it into fire. Atuna is a fire, says Rashi. Shoda Sichta, Shehishluch Yated. A yaten is a spike. Oh, they have it? A yaten, a spike.
Spit.
What's a
spit?
It's a
shish kebab. The thing you make shish kebab. Lach, wet, when it's wet. Litanur cham liyapsho. In order it should dry, shiit kasheh and become what? Hard. So that's called what, says the Gemara? Haiman, the shod esich to latuno, chayit. Mishum mevashel.
That's because it was hot.
Oh, what's he mevashel? This is machlokes rishayin and what he's being mevashel. Yes, omrim, shum mevashel tamayim.
Because he's inside the room.
Meila mitrapet. Water is wet. It's a wet piece of wood. So that's bishul on what? Bishul on the water. That's the sheet of the Arayim and other Isharim. Baruch, don't run away. We'll learn for 1 minute. Okay. Can't start up with that. Now, yeah? Other Isharim learn Etzim Ha'et Bishalti. Etzim Ha'et Bishalti. Lama? Bishul lo tzarich liot l'ochel. Bishul yachol liot l'taken. Yisod ha-bishul זה לא לאכילה. Bishul is l'taken. I'll prove it to you. What was bishul in the Mikdash?
No. They used to cook them on the wall.
For eating. Dying.
It wasn't for eating.
Dying.
For
Seva. What's this bishul of the Mishkan? Seva needs to make the die. Say the Rishonim.
It's not for eating.
Right? It's not for the purpose of what the Rabotai, for the purpose of
eating.
Some Rishonim learned that what's the bishul?
Tikkun.
Call Mashani Mavashel. Litakena ochel, and Rabotai, you missed the next week. You don't even know how to work with this. Marat. That the yisod of bishul is what?
I feel it.
You ready? You feel it already? We're going to soon see that whole time. There's a very famous Mishnah Brura.
How are you?
It was wet, unusable, and now it's hard. It's strong, it's usable.
It's become
a lot better.
It's
a very famous sheet of the Rambam we're going to speak about next week. What food? There's no food here.
Water.
No food. The only thing is you took a piece of wood. No shish kebabs on it. Regular piece of wood. You put it in. Machloket. Correct. Machloket in the Rishonim. Mani mevashel. Oshani mevashel ta et. Sorry. Oshani mevashel ma. Oshani mevashel what? Et amayim. Ech bishul ba et. Bishul doesn't have to mean food. Tikkun. There's a very famous Rambam. If I take lead and I put it into fire, also, it's called bishul. Sheet of the Rambam.
Metal.
Becomes bishul. What's the raya? Like I just told you, bishul samim manim is not for oichel. It's not tikkun oichlim, but tikkun adavar already is bishul. Mishnah Berurah writes, a very famous Mishnah Berurah. You listening? If the yisod is what tikkun, Bishloma midaver ruah to daver chat levashel is the shayach what? Avol mimayim karim lemayim chamim eze tikkun asiti. Lemayim bifneze, lemayim achreze. Shum davar lo nit. Shum davar lo nitanta. Famous be Allah. Says Pasha changes. Came unedible before.
Is it
edible now?
Anybody?
It doesn't matter.
Can I ask you? Tikkun. Is it tikkun? Yes. Omer HaChafetz Chaim, what you say? I'm from HaChafetz Chaim, from Europe, not from America. Let's clean. Water. Hot water.
When we say
that's not here. It ain't here. You know what part of Bishul is here?
Yisod, yes.
What is Yisod of Bishul? That's why the Gemara brings Haiman.
Haiman.
They put some wood into fire. But remember the Machlokes Rishonim? Ma Bishul? Hamayim? Or Et? Mitzvah Hashem, B'yom Rishon. That was long and strong and hard shiur, okay? Haim, try it. Shiit kasher. In order it should become hard. Okay? Liapsho, to try it. Sheet kasher should become hard. So now the emes is Rashi's motif two words. What are the two words that Rashi's motif? Liapsho, sheet kasher. To dry it, it should become hard. What would be so wrong if Rashi used one of the two? Manora imayakatuv kacha. Shishlich yate litanun kham liapsho.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I said, There has to be tosao. What? Hava mina. Hava mina.
No, because
you
don't
say
the hava
mina. There has to be tosao. Just that. This is the first yuk I want to make in Rashi. And anybody who learns should make this yuk. So, Kula, there are two things that Rashi says. The first thing Rashi says is what? Liyapsha. Dry. It's wet. Now it's dry. Another thing is, now that it's dry, you know what happens when it dries? It becomes hard. Why does Rashi need the two things? Diuk number one. What's wrong if Rashi would just say, Liyapsha to dry it?
There is the malacha, no?
All one malacha. It's called the malacha of Bishul. In order to be over, Rashi says what? Liyapsha, Shiit Kasha. First diuk, the first thing you have to make a diuk, besides the diuk in the Shatab in Rashi, which Rashi explains Tanur Cham, because otherwise, why is it Asur? Stam Tanur is Mutar. The answer is, that's Bicham. Okay, good. But the Chidus of Rashi is, Rashi adds the reason why you're Chayav. And the reason is what? A, Liapsho. And B, what? Is because you're going to make it hard. We'll soon see. Let's see the next line in Rashi. Says Rashi again on the next piece of Gemara. So Gemara says, "Eichai mishum levashel pshita." So Gemara is pashut. Mao the tema, I would say, "Lishrurei mana kamechaven." What is the shrurei mana? Rashi says, "Lechazek ve'en kan bishul." My whole kavan is what? To make it hard. We'll soon see. My whole kavan is what? Lechazek ve'en kan bishul. Says the Gemara, no. Why? Kamash malam demir perafi. First it becomes soft. Harder coming.
It's about the yater right
now. No. Yeah, the spike. The spike becomes softer. And then the water goes out, and then what happens is it becomes hard. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, I would think your kavana is just to make it what? Chazak.
So what? Chazak, you're not moving?
To make what? No. Why not? Because it's not bishul. Why not? Where's the bishul? Maybe makabat patish.
But why don't we look at it?
Maybe bone. Oh, we'll soon see. We're not holding it yet.
What?
Yeah. Oh, we're not holding it yet. I first want to translate what it says, then we'll ask why. First, let's see what it says. That was like, the Gemara seems to say that if my kavanah is what? Lechazek, then what would be? It would be mutar. Meaning it wouldn't be asur for bishul.
Not
bishul. Now, I just want one question. Is lechazek and litkasher the same word?
No.
It, lechayr means the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know why Rashi doesn't say the same word.
Chazek
cannot mean
Le'apsho.
The strengthening you should kashem means it should come hard.
Yeah.
Now I hold that if you want to look at the words for themselves, they're really different.
The difference in Rashi is
there
something separate. What's the difference?
Shiit kashem.
What's really kashem?
It's really kashem. But just when you're making it tighter. But don't say levels, because then you're playing. Levels, Yeshua B'chlam, whenever you say levels, in general, levels is, yeah, okay, maybe more or less, okay, now you're already going into Gdarim, you know?
B'chlam right now, not even kaseh. Maybe one you're making it kaseh, but lechazek is you're just tightening it, it was kaseh before. One is there in the Gdarim, one is not?
Yeah, the question is why? What is the difference between, if I came and I told you the word yit kaseh and lechazek, I'll tell you what comes to my mind. Then what comes to my mind?
Make it known that
here we're talking about the same piece of wood. One time Rashi used the word Yid Kasher, one time the word Lul Chazek. And I'll tell you what I think the Pshat is. Is the verb of it. Lul Chazek is the noun. Yid Kasher means that's what happens. And the result is Lul Chazek, it becomes stronger.
Even from Dikduk is proper.
I know.
That's what I say.
Yit Kasha means
it becomes
something, meaning it's happening. And now you know what happens?
It's Chazak.
It's Chazak now. It's a
this
stronger
is the
thing. This
right.
Is the Tosav, the verb.
That's why.
Yit Kasha means to become hard, which means it's a verb. It's becoming hard. Now that it became hard, you know what it is now? Now it's a strong piece of wood. חזק is a תוצאה.
מה זה חזק? מה
זה מתחזק? It says the reason why I'm doing is לחזק.
Okay, so what's לחזק?
It means to have the תוצאה that is strong now. שייט קשה is the verb of it. You mask it.
Oh, לחזק. לחזק. No,
but he's saying lechazek. No, it's that's why I'm... You know why he likes it so much? When you're about Korea, digduk is very important. And you see, the digduk changes the whole thing. The digduk changes the whole translation. Shiit kasher means that's what's becoming. So that's the masa that's happening. You know what? You want to know what la masa is the sof davar now? Now it's chizuk. It's a strong thing.
It's happening.
Oh, it's a very big napkamina. You'll soon see the great difference. The napkamina is between knowing what the Gemara says and not knowing what the Gemara says. Now listen carefully. We'll soon see. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay, suspect so the Gemara wants to know maybe his kavan is l'shurei mana. Now notice another thing I think is very important in the Gemara too. A person could do something, but his kavan is something else. Nachon? Nachon Allah. Could be, you could say, that when Rashi talks in the beginning, Rashi's talking about what he did. What he did was what? Make it hard. What was his kavana? Means what's his intent?
That's right,
the maskana. That's how you could say Pasha.
The chazek.
You see, that's how you could read the Gemara. I was like, I am going back and forth. That's the Gemara saying. I know I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. The Gemara saying like this. When a person throws into the fire, suffering, what was he doing? This is what he did. He did it, what? Liapsho, to dry it. Meaning, this is the master that he's doing. The master that he had, what is Liapsho? What? The second thing is Li. She's kashen and she become hard. My intentions for doing this is could be as lechazek. Why am I doing this? What I want to knows like this. Why am I eating? I'm eating, so I should be full. I should be sustained. So the verb is what? Eating. And the tutsai is that I should feel full, right? So when the Gemara says kamechad, the Gemara discusses kavana, and the Gemara discusses, that's why Rashi puts in the word what? Lechazek. Right? Because that's already in the Kavanah. We'll soon see if this is true. You with me? So you with me? Okay, now let's see. So what's the Gemara's tell? It's the Gemara. You with me? Yeah. So the Gemara says, because Ma'u the same, L'shurei mana kamichaven, Kamash Mulan, Demir Parafi, V'hadar Kamit. Rashi. What does that mean? It says Rashi like this. No? Where's the Rashi? Marpi Rafi, soft. Marpi Rafi means it becomes soft. Mahadra Kamit then becomes hard. Rashi, Alidei Chom Ha'or, it becomes through the Chom, through the heat of the fire, it becomes soft. V'hamayim Shebetocho Yotim. And the water goes out. V'achar Shiyatsu Meimav Kamit. And after the water goes out, then it becomes hard. Mitkasher, kamit means mitkasher. B'chira fi b'reisha have a b'shulah. When it was roughy in the beginning, that's it isn't special. Now Rashi is a tis malei shel chidushim. Anybody who enjoys yukim and chidushim and Rashi, this Rashi is full of it. Full, malei every word here in the chidush. First of all, my question to you is like this: when Rashi comes along and says what mipirafi, so, right? So what does Rashi say? Al yidei chom ha'or.
Because it's very...
Why does Rashi need that it should be al yidei chom ha'or?
Because it's only for small time, that's why...
No. Why do you need al yidei chom ha'or? Why is Rashi to stress al yidei chom ha'or?
The
parents is very simple. Because if you look at the last line of Rashi...
Because it's not going to be... Rashi
learns what is the bishul.
The bui.
Shitas Rashi. Write down like this. Shitas Rashi. which is different than other Rishonim. Well, I'm going to show you now two other Pshatim in the Rishonim. I'm going to show you the Shita of the Yereim, which by the way is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. I will also show you the Shita of the Tosfot Reed, which is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, which is different than Rashi. But first let's get Rashi. Rashi's Shita is, and he says it clearly, underline it, you see the Rashi? The last two words of Rashi. The Chirofi Beresha, when it became soft in the beginning, Have Bishulo. What's the Bishul? That it became soft. Beautiful, right? Now, you ready? Now let's go back to the beginning of the Rashi. Alidei Choma Or. Why does Rashi have to say Alidei Choma Or? Because if it's not soft, Alidei Choma Or, it's not Bishul. Why? Because since the whole Bishul is what? Is the Ripui. That has to be done Alidei Choma Or. That's what Rashi starts off with that. But then comes the second part of Rashi, which is Chidush Atum Nora Vinifla Ramayim Shibitochu Yotzim. What does Rashi need that for? Why is that important? Who cares that the water goes out?
That's why it's becoming harder. That's the whole thing.
Who cares? What do you care? Science. Rashi, science. You know what? In case you want to make a science project, you know Rashi, they say it's very simple. You put a piece of wood into the fire, it gets soft. Pishul again, it's finished. It's not a
Sipur.
It did, it became soft.
No, but the whole thing is to make it harder.
That's what it says in the Gemara, it becomes soft, erasure. Rashi doesn't know the need you see Kasha. Rashi holds the visual from the beginning when it became soft.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Alidei Chom Ha'or.
Hold on, Rav.
It was wet.
Yeah.
No, and then it got soft. Alidei Chom Ha'or. Alidei Chom Ha'or. It says, I don't know what you want, Rashi says, Alidei Chom Ha'or. Who cares that it got hard? I don't know what's in the game. What's the difference that it got hard?
It has to be the mayim
that make it soft. That's not true, you see. The mayim yotzi makes it hard, the opposite.
The mayim make it soft, right?
No, it doesn't. Wow. The
choma or that makes it hard.
So you used to read mayim?
I know, so what's Rashi need it for? Well, that's the question. I don't know what... You know, Rashi should have stopped after these words. Like, they come or once it becomes rough, we betchila. What is Rashi?
That is true, yeah. Meaning the two lines in Rashi in the middle
don't need them.
Totally
not.
The first line and the last line in Rashi.
No, but you're not making it soft, sir. You're not making it right to the middle. You need what to be there with the whole word
making soft. Why does Rashi say that it comes out? What do you need it? Why does it come out? That's not completely irrelevant now. It comes out, then it gets hard. Who cares about getting hard?
It's that. It's the main thing. If Rashi wants to tell you what's happening,
we need the water to cook. So let it be up the overflow water.
I heard this from a Deutsch Mädchen show. I heard this from a
Deutsch.
I heard this from a Deutsch. Yeah,
he's a big head.
Yeah. What's the name of Vart? And we'll see as the sugi goes on if it's true or not. Obviously, this Gemara teaches a very big chiddush. When we look at Bishul, Bishul is not cooking, okay? If you want to translate cooking, then it's wrong. What's the proof? Meaning, if you were going to write a sefer, you would translate Bishul cooking, technically, you're wrong. Even though you're right, that's how they translate it.
How are you translating?
The changing of something, Aide Chomor. Okay? Who translated? Status? My same words I use. Changing the status with fire.
Right.
Now, the biggest proof is you see you can have Bishul by not Ochel.
Which is
the name?
Atula, this case. Yeah.
The question is like,
we just use this.
What status to change? Suda? Or, carefully, Suda, or Mahut.
Mahut, yeah. What's the difference between that? Mahut and Suda?
Roughly, Tukasha.
What's the difference? Mahut and Suda?
Roughly, Tukasha.
Look differently now.
Roughly, Tukasha is a Shinui Mahut. Right?
Mahut.
Mahut. Essence.
What do you mean by Mahut and
No,
Sura and Mahut.
Essence and form. You know what Tumi is saying? They think I'm crazy. But you understood what I just said, the way you said it.
But let's translate essence
and
form. What's the thing? Let's translate
essence.
Speaking English.
I'll tell you,
we'll go to the language.
But you understand the difference?
Yes.
Okay, now listen.
Mahut is the same thing.
Okay.
What is Mahut?
Not only Mahut, it's the characteristics of it.
Characteristics.
For example, a person can be Adam Kasher or Adam Rach, right?
But it's the person.
Ben Adam, right? It's a person, right? Adam Yachol Liot Gadol V'Katan, it's not the same thing, right? It's the smaller and shorter, right? Rashi held.
Okay.
Mahut, Rashi held like this. It has to be
Mahut.
The what?
Mahut. Mahut. To write the same, but
says in the same.
Yeah. So Rashi held not enough. You see? Rashi wanted that before it was with water, now it's without water.
There should be two things.
There should be two things.
Mahut and Surah?
Yeah. It had to change. That makes sense, right? Let's say it's like this. From the moment it was Marpi, that's where the Bishul took place. Because the Marpi was... what did it do? The Marpi, it became soft, which caused the water to come out.
That already comes to do.
That's
true.
That's
true.
So if you say the Tula, then what's the Tula?
Let me tell you, Levi.
If you say the water,
it becomes soft, the water doesn't come out.
Which part is Tula? The Gemara says, "Vada v'tasper."
When you take the water, it's Tula only.
Let me tell you something. Honestly, very few yeshivot would hear what I just told you. If you catch this, you're being big lamdan. He's a big lamdan, this fellow. Let me tell you something. Shmuel Deutsch is the biggest gaon in Israel. Letman de Palak is the biggest.
Where's
he wrote? Joshiva Kultura. Letman de Palak is the Olam HaTorah. He's the biggest gaon. There's not even a question.
He's
a Magachita. He says 10 Shurim is in 10 different places. He doesn't compare.
What's his style?
He never doesn't appear. Yeah, okay. You should know when he says it, he says it very simple. You think he's not saying anything.
Yeah.
Question, man, tough talk. He talks very simple. He's a genius. He's a walking, talking genius. I met him a few times. Rav Shachis say about him, I'm jealous. I was jealous. he's always a genius. He knows, he's married. Ask anybody who ever stepped foot in that trail.
I heard about
Lost
Oil, I think you might have put on the
Soichi. Everybody talks about Soichi, he was Let me show to my ritual Gazi of the Choro Salpe. Today in Eretz Yisrael, if you want to put a set and give Manam Mekomot, meaning you need someone to make a Maseach, you give it to him and he gives you back the next day with all the Masechot. He reads through your book and he writes you all the Masechot. He does it for a living.
What do you
mean? Huh?
What do you mean?
No. Okay, sure. You got it?
Yeah.
Essence? Or?
Yes,
yeah, sure. What Rashi wants is like this. Rashi.
I don't know.
Mahut means it's soft and hard. Now it became soft. But you also have to change the surah. What does that mean? Now it's with water, without. You know, it has to be a shinu b'etzah. Let's stop in soft and hard. Ma shinui. So there has to be a physical change. Mama should change that there wasn't water. When did that change take place? With the bishul shibiripui. That's what he wants to say. We'll get back to this. He says,
first it starts off with
ripui.
Which is what?
Which is the change in the mahut. Before it was kasher, now it's rapui.
And then
but that's not enough. You also need to change the mitzvot of the thing. How do you change it? That the water went out. And when did that take place with the fact that it became ripui? Safir, you with me?
Okay. Think of haram now.
Okay, now listen good. Let's move on. Ready? Okay. Now, everybody take a look. So good, we learned Rashi. Now we understand, according to this, why the Gemara needs both. Rapui v'hadar kamit. See? What does v'hadar kamit mean? V'hadar kamit means because the water came out. Because the water came out.
What's the hadar?
After.
And again.
No, v'hadar means and then
return back to its status like it used to before the water was.
No. New thing. V'hadar kamit means touching the
water.
Hadar kamit. Hadar means returning.
So you learn the Gemara. Let's see how the Rach, right? We're learning how to learn. This is the Shiur. We're learning how to take. So far, we're making a lane together. We're learning the Rashi, the Yukim, what Rashi mean, what
how to read the Gemara.
Now let's see how the Rach. The next thing is we go to the Rach. Let's see what the Rach tells us. Okay, let's see the Rach. Atzam bisinot u ki yotze behem, meaning to dry it, to put it in the boat, to work, whatever. And Lotasim,
see?
Not somebody's to stick it into a boat. Svinot is, I guess, well, you know, also Gemina Svina, I think there's a lot of. The thing itself is called the Svina. The hook. This is more in the Shabbos. I think the hook itself. The anchor itself is called the Svina. Okay, anyway, either way, whatever it is, it's not a game. Let's move on to the next line. Pirish l'shurure l'chadik the yesh oimrim and the others say sikhta hen glau behema the kikin in the tilon l'kisha mashachayim mishum mavir harei chayim the oichayim mishum mivash here was the gemara yesh mish oimrim sikhta. What is sikhta? Sikhta is not wood, but rather it's dwali behemadas, the kikin. The animal feces.
Right.
Excrement. Yeah? Different pshat.
Huh?
Sikhta, excrement from an animal. What are you chayiv? You chayiv from mavis to make you fire. Chayiv is from mavis. Make you fire. I can tell you, I just hope your wife is not making you this a supper. I hope this is. I give you a bracha that this is not be your bishul. This is not be your wife's cooking. The fire itself gets bigger. So first you chayim shumavir, and you also should be chayim shumavash on the excrement. And let's see why. Let's see how we explain it.
I don't understand, you
didn't
make Yavis Olvah.
What, the excrement? You use it for things. You like belt. How do you make a belt? It's also Chagurazim, you know that?
Leather.
How do you think they tan leather from a belt?
Dye.
Excrement. Leather? I would say that it's only machzika keli ashminon. The mirpe rafo kishen kit umitbashlim v'achaka mitchaskim kishitzarfu v'yisparu. What does he want here? And I would say, this is the one we came to Loitema, and Hamme Faher Klecheres. Mivashel, Mivnesh, Mafrika Keli, that there's no bishul over here. Ashmiina, the Mirperop, Kishetit, Mivashlim, Achakar Mitchaskim. That they become Rafon, Kishetit, Umitbashlim. Rashi never learned, so you see from here from the Rash, that the Rash never learned, the what? That the Rash was?
First,
you see from this Rash, you see a Murray that can think from this Rash, that there's no Mayan. It's not in your mind, it's just Rash and Kasher.
How
is it? In your mind, it's not lach. It's not a lach over here. No, it's not a lach. Yeah, but it's not lach. It's not lach. It's not a lach. He doesn't talk about the lach. He's talking about
What's contradiction? The line is not the same.
It's not a question of
in the old times people used to take glowing.
According to the first pshat, you see that there's an issue of mayim and not mayim. In the second pshat, it's not a question of mayim and not mayim. It's rafui to chaza.
Rafui to chaza, but that's
the visual. That's right. I'm showing you.
Two problems.
No, so I'm showing you. The rach is learning in the second girsa that has nothing to do with mayim. It has to do with rafui to chaza already is the visual.
Thing, with
mayim. Rashi sticks in the mayim. Going in and going out, the water. Yes. Point to Rashi is not a case.
Hold on a second. Rafu and Tekasha is one problem. Tura. Then Bishul is another problem.
Rafu and Tekasha point to who?
Rabbeinu Chananu.
Rabbeinu Chananu in the first shot is learning that it's a question of Miyabish, like Rashi. Then the Rabbeinu Chananu's second shot is going to do Miyabish.
At all.
It has to do, like
Bishul,
he says.
What
he gives a case. Hamifarer Klecheres.
Yeah.
Ibnei Shemachzik Akli. It has nothing to do with water coming in or coming out. Water is not even an issue. That's what I'm showing. Shitas Rashi is the water. Shayak la bishu. Avalo she etzim ha-mayim ha-bishu. Elo she etzim ha-ripuy za bishu.
Right,
but dafka ha-mayim ha-shikol davar nozli. Kul davar nozli. Kul davar nozli. Avama ha-yikudahu al-yidei ma-shizu nase ripuy. Avshav medabrim al-amayim shiyatza. Point of Ben Chananel's second pshat has nothing to do with water. It has to do with structure. I made it soft to hard. I made it a kli from what not a kli into a kli. This is what's in the kli.
Why does it say
Chaim Shabishal according to that. So unbelievable sight. You see from here, change. Any change is Chaim Shabishal.
That's what I'm
It's not Surah. It is Surah. It's only Surah. Not substance.
Not Surah.
I understand, but he compares to make it into a Kli.
That's Surah.
According to him, it's like making it into a Kli.
Hardening,
first of all. The Ritzvah, and he has amazing kasha. What does it say over here? It says over here that if you go from soft to hard, it's called what a bishul. What happens if you have the same case? Guy to Shabbos tichta latuna. If a guy puts it tichta latuna, is a chayim shul bishul akum.
What
happens? The Ritzvah here. Kashali. That's not like Zara. I lean on Ipcha. Hi, guy. The shot is Sikhta Latuna. And bomb, Bishum Bishuli Akum.
What?
Yes. I lean on Pshita. Why? Or Bishul Akum over here. What kind of Bishul Akum could you have over here?
How are you going to eat?
Somebody went and guy took a piece of wood and threw it into the fire. What's that love? Shabbat Shechayim. He says, the Gemara is the word of Bishul Akum. Because he chayim Bishul Akum.
You're not going to eat it.
Chayim Bishul Akum.
Can't eat it.
Says the Gemara Pshita. Of course, but he can't eat it.
Maybe this could become
Bakina. The Gemara does not answer what you answer. The Gemara answers like this. Ma'u d'tema, l'vishuli v'chavim. I don't think it means kavanah is bishul. Kamash malon v'shurim mani kavanachavim.
Even if it's bishul.
His whole kavanah is just to make it hard.
Even if it's bishul.
Which is the exact opposite of Gemara. The Gemara doesn't answer your terrors, so there's no bishul akum. Yeah, this stick would be also a bishul akum.
Why?
Gemara.
Yes.
Wait a minute, it's not unbelievable. A person takes, if a guy went and took a piece of wood and he threw it into the fire, says the Gemara, you know what? It should be chayiv for Bishul Akum. Why? Chayiv for Shabbos, Bishul says Bishul Akum then.
I know what.
You're going to come and say, what do you mean?
I know
what. You're going to ask, right? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't answer your teretz. What is the teretz? The Gemara says, "Lo mechaven lebishul, mechaven leshurimana," which is the exact opposite of our Gemara. Our Gemara says, "I would think mechaven leshurimana, come out mechaven lebishul," just to straighten it out to make it hard. The Rabba Gemara. Huh? Again, what does our Gemara say? Is it bishul?
No.
Our Gemara.
Yes, this is hardening it.
And I would think that what? You're just hardening it, Kamash Mal Chaim Shem Bishul. So how can the Gemara that way deserve the exact opposite? Gemara says, Chaim Shem Bishul, he should be. Is there Bishul Akum? Says the Gemara, no.
Gemara
says, there's no Bishul Akum. Why? Shani Hatam? Because he's not Mechav for Bishul, he's Mechav just to straighten it out.
Because that is not Chaim Bishul Akum.
Here he must be the exact opposite. When a person throws it in, he's the chavim of Bishul, and I'm the chavim of Shurim. Rabban.
Okay.
He says like
there's two things there.
Two problems. He's saying like on Shabbat, it's true, yeah? Yeah, you listen carefully. On Shabbat, it's true that he's not being mechaven. Come. He's not mechaven l'bishul.
The shaker.
And the truth is, you know, he's not mechaven. What, this guy trying to cook? Cook something here?
Who?
Well, the guy says a stick. He's not trying to cook the stick. Right? Elamai, yes, bo bishul. It has in it the same nekudot of bishul. By bishul Yaakov, which is only the Rabbanan, Bonakir. But by what you call, which is, the kasha on this toast is very simple then. So why chayim, where is chayim? How can you be chayim shum levashot? That's very simple. It's not mamash bishul. Why? Because you want mechavim with bishul. You ever see a guy put on his chef's hat, come, I'm cooking some wood? He was sugar. You take the guy that's a psychiatrist, right? So his kavan is definitely not what? His kavan is definitely not Levashel. Abo kivan shemashu ose yesh bo gam bishul ya shabbat ichmiru. Hashem gave bishul akum, it's only drabanan anyway. Only drabanan, so we make him. Like it? Oh, so that's the kasha, it's actually mercy chayis.
Yes.
What do you do with the Gemara? What do you mean? Atazeh, machmirinon. Who wants to repeat off again? Who wants to repeat off again? Slow. Slow, friend. Yes, you know. Nice if you know.
Good.
Great. To make it soft, on one part of it should become hard. So the problem is, on the part that it becomes hard is Bishul, but his Mekavana was not for that. Kavanah is for the Sovdavar. What's the Sovdavar? To get hard, there shouldn't be Bishul. Ooh, he's interested in cooking. So I would say that what? That it should be patur. But since it has it in. What's the bottom line about this guy's doing? Liabesh, to make it dry, you know? So who cares that it first starts to become soft? The answer is. It has, but he wasn't a chum for that. Who kiven let up to make it soft? No. Therefore, should be potter. The truth is, he should be potter. This is only Shabbat and Chumrah will be machmir.
Question,
I don't know. What do you do with Chayav? What do you do with the Gemara? No, it says Chayav. What do you do with the Gemara? I don't know what you do with the Gemara. Chayav. Unless you learn like we said before. Kiva Shiyesh Bogam. I don't know. There's something wrong. But this is what it says.
What? So we said a few weeks ago that if we see a malacha and another malacha that's similar, we also after it.
That's what I said. That's what you see for me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not so. I'd rather say it's more.
By Borer.
I said it only by Borer, because by Borer there's no Maisa. Borer is only Kavan in the first place.
Fine.
But thank you. Here's really a Maisa.
No, you can say about any Malachim Shabbos, any Polish that's
say,
similar
you can't
to
say,
Av.
You can't. Say,
why not?
Well, Kivat Shiyesh Bo Gam Shaychut, it's hard.
Shaychut, it's similar in action.
I'm a Chavan for it.
How do we have subcategories of
Malachan
Shabbos?
That's
because
you're Mechamim to do those subcategories.
I'm not Mechamim.
So then you're Taka Potter. You're Taka Potter. Lo Mechamim, it's Patur. Okay, this is the ritual.
What if I am Mechamim?
Huh?
What if I am Mechamim? A subcategory.
Who?
I am Mechamim. A subcategory. What am I
Chayiv? Then I'm Chayiv. Then they're Aisha,
no? No.
Yeah, but that's a Mechamim. Don't come and give me a case from that Mechamim.
You're saying it's not Mechamim.
Oh, there's a Ramban. The truth is, if you look at the Ramban, Ramban's an interesting Nekuda. The Ramban comes along and says, you know, here's a different case. Even if he was a Mecham, for the Bishul part, for the Dipui, it becomes a psikration.
Oh my God. It's
Comes along,
Ramban.
Don't say Nichol, because it is Nichol. You want it to happen.
No.
It'll come through.
You don't care about
it. What do you mean? Just don't care about it. Nichalei.
You don't need
the Bishul. So don't say Nichalei, but say what?
You don't need the Bishul. You need the Bishul.
And it's all the Gufa. That's the Rabbah. Comes on the Rabbah and says, Rabbah, what are you talking about? Again, the ritual comes along and says like this. Because it has an Bishul. Even though you're not mechaven for bishul, for Shabbos we machmir. Question: what does machmir mean? The truth is, he brings it down from the Ramban, right?
What case?
You look at the Ramban. The Ramban says clearly because it's a discretion. That's why.
But
You're for surely going to get rapui. When you put the thing into the fire, it's surely getting rapui.
Okay, so
the mele becomes
the bishul.
So therefore, it's a psikration bishul. So even if you want mechaben,
right.
You're still chayv.
You're not mechaben.
Right.
You're not mechaben, you're still chayv.
Right, because it's a psikration.
Okay. Is it a rabban or a rabban?
The problem is, no, psikration is right.
Psikration
is rabban. Yes, that's what I mean. It's not true. I mean, it's a situation when it comes to Japan. You have to kill him, no? Yes.
You cut his head, it's not going to die.
Yeah, but you take a goof and then cut his head off.
You don't want the cutting.
I think that you want, but you want the cutting. That's not true. You do want the cutting, so.
Well, the cutting is what you need.
Sure.
It's a goof.
Way around. You need the head.
Where? Sure you need Lagufa, you need the cutting of the head. What are you talking about?
You need somebody who keeps to play with you. The example that they always bring, you want to keep, you want to play. Not the chicken head.
Hold on.
If you cut off a chicken head, you want that the head should be cut off?
You want.
That's it. What do you want? I understand, but you want a chicken's head cut off of me. My shank ain't over here, you don't want rapui at all. Halavai should have become rapui. Halavai should jump straight to kasher.
Why wouldn't
they create
by
the akum? No, that's a shita's
kasher.
Let's see the side. Let's see the shita's rab. The shita's rab comes and says, even according to Ramban, you're still going to answer the kasher. Why not?
What did the Ramban say?
Rabban explains that why is it that we say Yechayim Shul Bishul? Where's the Bishul? So Rizva says, we're Machmir, but okay. Look at the Rabban, he's quoting Rabban. Rabban's secretion, that's why. Okay, read Shitla Rab.
What is Rabban?
Comes to Shitla Rab, he's beginning to answer me anything, because even if it's secretion, but it's Lach Shem Tzichl Gufa. He didn't help me anything. That's the Rab's cash.
This is the Rabban. It's
still the Rabban. You don't need the soft thing. You want the heart.
Read
the Shitul Aran. Read the Shitul Aran and then we'll see it happen. Yeah, Kamash Maran. Okay, Kamash Maran, the Mirpa. Pirish? No, don't. Baba Simchi, you can't run away now. This is just the main Nakuda. Here is Kamash Malan, the Nishum Bishul Nam. You see, whose chat is this? Tosfos, the Ritzel. It's Havayu Isnaba. They're both things are in it. Once you say that, it has both. It has the Bishul, and it also has what? It has the Nakuda of you want comment that you want to just make it hard. Okay?
Wait. Bishul is a
rough
way, and the
kasha
is the other problem,
two problems? Right. No, one is problem, one is kasha, one is mutter. The hard is kafir is mutter us. Mutter, that's mutter. The soft thing, that's the problem, right?
So?
What's the way we're learning now? Everybody holds the hard thing. The soft thing is the issue.
The soft thing is
also, maybe Rashi has to add the water to it.
Rashi
has
it in kasha.
I understand that Rashi is in kasha, Rashi is the water. Whatever it is.
Right.
Oh, the Rashi said the hardening.
The change from soft to hard.
I never said it that way. I said it that because the softening itself without the water becomes the business point of the rock. I never said that. The hardening becomes. He compares it to making a cable.
But doesn't he say that the rock says soft to hard makes the business?
I never said that,
yes. Hardening is also a problem.
Why is hardening also a problem? Why? The Hilgah, Linyan, Bishulay, Goyim, Askin, and Sephiroth, and Yechavim. The Meshura Emanikon Mechavim led from Shul to Shul Igayim. Kasha? Where's the Kasha? Here's his question. Now, the Lekir Lameim of the Gabi Shabbos Nami Kiva Shein Stoch Lois the Bishol Havu and Malacha Shein Tzich Lagufa. The Oy, Tova Shein Miskavim. Why? Kiva the Yav Shabalav Hachi Tzich Reishahu the Kasha Lekir Malacha Tzich Lagufa. So Bishol Meshura Emanah Boyin Kiachon. Let me ask you a question. When I turn on a light, what happens? The light goes on over here, right? Switch, turn the light. Did I need to turn on the switch?
No.
I just want the light. So you're going to come and say it's a malach, say it's shichu l'gufa?
That's
the chad v'inish, no. What? Why? Because it's a direct result. When something's a direct result of something else, you can't say malach, say it's shichu l'gufa. That's this right. That's this right. The rabbi is saying like, comes along the rabbi and says, wait a minute, it's a malach, say it's shichu l'gufa. It's the name of the Sabbath. Says the rabbi, why you care, chod? Awesome. When it comes together, you don't say it's a malach shen shichu
l'gufa. What comes together here?
It's a direct result.
What?
It softens, and then it hardens.
I expect that.
That's
it's vanilla ready.
It's like turning on the switch.
I'm comparing turning on the switch. Chazmish writes this far about turning on the switch. Okay, you got it?
It's a very big cloud.
Huh?
The Rav says one shot.
It's all one shot. Go one shot. Okay, again. Simple, let's go. Come. You ready?
Let's do an overall from scratch, everybody.
Scratch, I'll tell you why I don't want to do from scratch. I'll tell you in a minute why. What do we do? I mean, I still have to tell you the sheet of the Urayim. I still have to teach you the sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the Tais Tzri. I'll tell you what we'll do. You know what we'll do? In Mir Tashem, I'm going to show you something very interesting. According to the Rambam, I'm going to show you that it's not the Ripui, but as a matter of fact, it's the Kishui. It's the fact that it becomes hard in the end.
Rambam.
And I'll show you.
That's what makes the
difference. Rashi learns.
It's the fact that you're making it fall.
Let me tell you what we're going to do tomorrow. You know what? That's how we'll do it. I'm going to give you a little bit of rundown of what we do tomorrow. Till now, we were doing Rashi Shita. Now, what is it? It's the softening. The thing is, we didn't understand in Rashi why the water has to come in and come out. Whatever. The second shot I want to show you is the Rambam shot. Because the Rambam learns it's Adaram. It's becoming hard. That's changing. Changing is not the Ripui, but where do I know this from? Because I'm going to show you tomorrow. The Rambam learns by a metal. A tuna doesn't have to be wood with water and salt. Even by a metal, it's the same thing here. And by a metal, it's not becoming soft.
The metal also
has
water.
Huh?
The metal.
It
has nothing with water.
There's
no water on the
water. Okay, so I'm telling you. Again. According to the Rashi, what's the Bishul here in the Sugya? According to the Rambam, you'll soon see the Lein Lech Mishul learns of the Rambam.
Kamit,
it's the end of it. That's what the Gemara means, the Hadar Kamit. That's why the Gemara brings the Hadar Kamit, because that's the Bishul. Huh? The metal becomes hard.
Because the metal, you melt it, and
then
it becomes hard.
Melt it, becomes hard.
But it's melting.
Metal, when you put it in heat, you put it in fire.
Right.
First it becomes a little soft, and the Rambam says it becomes hard at the end.
You take it out, it becomes hard.
The Rambam is clearly this.
That's where the Bishul is when you take it out?
That's right.
It's not in fire anymore.
That's the Bishul. I'll show you the Rambam tomorrow.
When it's drying.
Show you the Rambam tomorrow.
That's not Mahut, but that's Surah.
We'll soon see Mahut, Surah, and I'll tell you even more. The Shiloh of Mice is taking off, but I don't get into it right now. The mice is the mice of what?
The direct result of putting into the fire.
We don't look at the mice, we look at the result.
Right.
Okay. Tomorrow, this is all for tomorrow. In Mitzvah Hashem, I'm going to show you that there's a sheet of a Mordechai that learns that you know what the Bishul was? The mayim atzmo bifnim ha'etz ze'atzmo mitpasha. Hamayim, you have water here, it's cooking. This is a sheet of a Mordechai, and I'll show you the chip tomorrow in Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
Shulchan Aruch Pasuk with Mordechai. I'll prove it to you from the Kidei.
Hold on a second. The Chaver says that the top is the water above boiling?
The Mordechai says the Mordechai. The sheet of Mordechai is the water itself that you boil.
Okay.
Sense, right? It's,
no,
most,
yeah.
It's the most simplest
that,
shot,
that
right?
Sense.
Okay.
I mean, literally, a person you're a day anyway, right or wrong?
Huh?
A person, you're a day anyway.
1 year a day.
Official.
No, official. This is not your dish. It was a Shabbos. Oh,
okay.
It was a Shabbos. Now, then there's another Pshat
Rabbi saying,
Mr.
Shem,
we'll see the
Tais
Drit.
That what?
How do you cook? You take a piece of meat, and you cook it in water. You're cooking the wood with the water that's in it. Tais Drit. You cook the wood with the water that's in it. Al yidei hamayim shebetocho, akshav ha'etz mitbashel.
Rashi
was soft and hard, it changed its status.
The water goes out.
Right, because you can't cook without water.
There's no water.
You're cooking
water.
Here you have water. You
talk ha'etz,
it's mayim. Akshav mitbashel, the loss of taisi, the loss of taisi. Okay, the Ritva says, right, we spoke yesterday, you want it from the Ritva, right? Ritva has a mighty good question. Mighty question. What's the Ritva's question? But the Zohar says clearly the opposite. That if somebody took this piece of wood and he puts it where? Into the fire. What's that lacha? Ein bo mishum bishul yakum. Ein bo mishum bishul yakum. Question is, why not? Why is it no bishul yakum? Mar says, I would think it's bishul yakum because of what? Because you had your kavana to fix it, right? The bishulimana, kamash milan. It's only what the shurei to straighten it out, and therefore there's no bishul.
Because of what?
Because I would say that yes, bo mishum bishul. Kamash milan bezeh is a lo bishul. Kavana shloma rak le shurei mana. Yeah, make it soft. That's the whole kavana. Now, the emesis in Tosfot read I saw yesterday. We showed you. Here's a more simple test. What's a simple test? I didn't hear this. Tyson says like this. Why is it no bishul? Yeah, you can look it up over there. Very simple, because bishul akum is only by achila. It's only by food. And he says a very nice svara. What's the whole reason why chazal metakim bishul akum? Because we're afraid that you'll eat with them, and then you'll make party with them, and then you'll do aveira with them.
Yes.
So how does this apply to the wood? Manzu sheikh wood. But you see, the Rishon doesn't learn that way. What?
You can't
cook
it
with
other oil, then I have to
do it with the what?
Can first.
What's the cash? That's the Rishon. Cash is what? The Rishon's cash is.
So why over there we use that in our sugya?
What's the heck called the Rishon? Maybe the Tosfos Reed is right. The Tosfos Reed that comes and says, Bishul Yaakov is only by what? Because it says Bishul Yaakov is only by what? It's only by food. You hear?
Yeah.
Come, Baba, hear? Bishul Yaakov is only by food. Maybe he's right. Why does the Ritva not give this Tirut? And the answer is very simple. Because the Gemara doesn't give this Tirut. How come the Gemara never said that Bishul Yaakov doesn't apply over here? But rather, what does the Gemara say? Or it says a special reason, L'shurei Mana Kamechami. So obviously, that's nothing to do with what?
Maybe you'll get.
You'll be sure Yaakov is only by food. It either has to do with your. Comes along the Rishonim.
But the Gemara openly.
Yes. The Ritva learned that once they were Geyser on Bishul, Gazru on Kol Bishul. That's Pshat the Ritva. Once something is called Bishul.
No matter because of what.
Exactly. Whether or not the Svara applies or not, you have to say the Ritva learns. That's Pasha Pshat. The halacha applies. That's Pshat. You're right. Even though the Svara doesn't apply, the halacha applies. You want to know something? This is a very big shaila of Bishul Yaakov, where the reason doesn't apply, and the halacha still applies.
For example,
today.
Chips,
right? Well, chips is not only a
shulchan halacha.
You still make parties with it, you mean?
Yeah, no. Still going, still cooking.
Something else, it's not a little show from
over.
That's a shiloh, that's a okay, good. You're going into a shiloh for a year, still it should be up. That's the Makhoyf, it's the Tais Reed and what? And the Reed. Now, comes along the Rishonim, and the Rishonim say beautiful, this is the heart of the Sugya, they are Lev Shalah Sugyapo. How do you have a Kasha? What's the Kasha? Says the Rishonim, why over here don't we say also Sushura and Mother come and have it? Answers the Ritva, sof yes bogam bishul, and machmirina. So chumra like, So he asks you, Kasha, Moshe Machmirinon, the Chaya. Ritva says like this, since the whole Bishul Yaakov is only the Rabbanan, we're going to be Mako, we'll say L'shurei Manaka Mechabin, the Bishul Yaakov, Mashenko, which is the right of Bishul, what are we going to say? We're going to say, look at the Bishul part. Comes out, but the words of the Ritva is saying is that it's not really the
right
of, which is what I asked you yesterday, right? The Gemara says Chaya. What?
That's what makes
it all right. I can see it, but the Ritva says the SM, it's not 100% because it's also sure mana kamechav. See, in this Gemara, the way, let me explain to you what I want. I want you to hear it because I'm telling you Parsha Pshat. For example, you ready? If you had to translate the Gemara to a child, how would you translate these words? This word. Hi, man. Here? Here. Mao the tamal is shrewing on the coming chavin.
I was going to say that you're coming to be
for this. Kamash malon what? Shechazrim is or what? Chazrim is. Oh, that's the whole thing. If the kamash malon is what? Shechazrim is there. What baruch? That's using the kamash. What? Then we have a real question. Now we have a real question. And listen good. It's a stira. Now we have a stira. Then I understand the chayiv in the gemara. Because your kavanah is taka for cooking. And once your kavanah is for cooking, you can be chai for Shabbos from a less mashem for cooking. Comes the ritva of the chadish, chas the shalom. The kamat, one of the gemara's what? Not falling away from shurei mana. Where is the gemara going back to? Shurei mana, and also it has in it, what, like the lush of the gemara, the mirperofi, the other coming. It has both. It has both. And since it has both, we're going to be machmir.
That's
what the Ritva says. We're not chazir. According to the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara, chazrim. Why? We're saying that it's not so much Mishra Shari that he's trying to straighten it out, but rather what? Mar Peropi, there's Bishul over here. I'm asking for you, but the Ritva says, Mitoicha Hechrich, you have to say that because otherwise it's a steer to the Gemara of Yidazar, right? Huh? According to Ritzi, you have to see the Gemara was never chayza from the fact that he also is mechaven. It's an ad. Kimochi has b'shtayin. Since it has both.
I was interested that there's only one reason.
Kamashmalon is another reason. I understand, but you see what happens. That leads to the next kasha of the Rishayin. If there's also mechaven with shrei shrari to also to make it straight, comes out you're lacking what kavana for a bishul.
Because
you kavana. So mother saw.
Why?
Huh? If it's l'shurei mana, right? So. First it's l'shurei shrara. So I would think it's mutter kamashma on the what? It's my perafi. Now, if that's shot in the Gemara, then there's a tremendous steer with the Gemara of Yitzhar. The Gemara of Yitzhar is the exact opposite. Says the Ritva, you have to learn the Gemara differently. How you learn the Gemara differently? Mishra Shari means what? He's mecham for this, and also he's mecham for my parofi in the second thing also. Maybe it's not a question, okay? Which one of the two is the main one? Says the Gemara, we don't know. We're not sure. So by Shabbos, so that's what the Ritva says. If the Gemara would have said, yeah, but you can't say by Shabbos. You can't do that because you're talking about this person. You don't know what the person's kavanah is. You have to learn it's the same case.
What's happening now?
But you don't know what's happening. It depends on the person. But it depends on the person. You can't tell me what his kavanah is. It's about a person's kavanah.
It's not
about a person's kavanah.
It's not 2 months after, it's one at a time.
I'm asking that, but it has to be the same case. Here and there has to be the same case. Here's the here, it's one case, here's another case. It's the same case. So what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is like, since Shabbos is the right, though, we'll be Machmir. Why what?
I have a good question with the Shmuli.
What's the question of the Gemara? Because there it says that he's not mecham for mipperup, he's mecham for shura to make it straight.
Meaning
here it says the exact opposite.
This reason to push away, we push away that reason. So
this is the ritual like over here by Shabbos will be machmir. There by what you call it, will be made.
This is the Rabbanan.
Now, what do I have to do after this ritva? I have to go back to the Gemara and say, one second, it has to fit into the Gemara, right? So what do? I read the Gemara. Gemara says, Mishra Shari, he's trying to straighten it out. Kamash Malon, Mir Perup, he's making it soft. Obviously, what does the Gemara mean? Are we falling away from Mishra Shari?
No.
Yes.
Obviously not. No, because Ritza says they have both. That will be Machmir for Shabbos. So obviously, the Kamash Malon is that there's both. I would think there's only this. Kamash Malon, that there's both.
Yeah.
There's even this.
Mir Perup is the Bishopar. Kamit is the Shurimar.
Comet is not the shroom.
Yeah, he didn't say it. He didn't say it.
I understand. The other comet could be in Rashi, part of the Bishul. I don't want to get into that. But the Shiru is Shari for surely.
But
okay, you know what? It's better to say this way.
No, but I'll show you the
interview.
I agree.
Okay.
He says I agree.
He knows what I want. You're happy. But keep it this way. Okay, leave it like this. Because the Kohen Rashi, the other comet, okay, it's not again. You know, he's happy. In the Ritzvah, it's good. It's good. You learned it good. Yosef, good. Now listen carefully. So it comes out that when the Gemara says Mir Perafi, that's plus. That's a plus.
Okay,
good. You listening?
We also pay attention to that.
Good. Also pay attention to that. Now, if that's true, Im ze emet, Shema. She yes, but gam inyan shema, Mishra Shari, Shizem Mutar. And also it has Mir Perafi, which is a sur. Now the Rishayim's question comes to life. Achshav Natchil Kusha the Rambam. What's the question, Rambam? The question is, if it has both, and what? It's only a Chumrah. So it comes out that the Etzem, you're doing something which is not also on Shabbat. Meaning? You don't see what I'm saying. Let's see your Mechavim to this, right? It also has in it Mir Perafi. That's not also on Shabbos.
Right.
So
the
Kalana
is not to do Mir Perafi. The Kalana is to do Shulamana.
Oh. If the tithe is your whole Kavana is only Mir Perafi,
then it's Asur.
Then you can say it's Asur. But if your Kavana is later, what comes later, Shuri Mana. But since it also has, what do you mean since it also has? In every Hilchos Shabbos, that's Potter. That's Rambam's Kasha. Huh? Shuri Shuri
Shuri.
Straining it out. L'chazek it.
That's why Rashi says it.
Exactly. Not holding it yet. Mamash not holding it yet. Slowly. Does everybody understand the Rambam's question?
No.
If it's true. You see, Potter Shabbos, the Gemara is the Gemara's falling away. This person, Shuri Shari, he's not trying to make it hard. Because the Mela became hard. Mamela became hard. What does he want? He just wants to get the water out of it and to make it
simple.
Which is a little difficult. I'm not sure why he would not want that over anything else, but he wants to solve it, okay? He's not looking for the last part of that it becomes hard. True? That's Pasha Shad the Gemara. I would say Shuri Shari is a Gemara Mir Perafi. Meaning what? His Kavan is Mir Perafi. But the way the Ritz was learning, that it's not so Pasha that it's the Mir Perafi. Mir Perafi is only Loshu Mechaven Lezeh.
Who Mechaven Lezeh
Rimana? Rimana. Yes, but it's got Mir Perafi. Him Zeh Emet, if that's true, says the Ramban, then you have a problem that your Malacha is not a Malacha anymore. Kivanta L'davar Amutar, Gam Yesh Bo Yani Yisur, it should be Mutter. Let's say I'm Mechaven for something which is Mutter. I'd rather, during that I do that, I do something which is Asur. It also has in its Bar Naturi. Kivanti lo lisur. I was mecham to melacha. After leches machshavas, I should be potter. Amazing attach. Amazing attach. The more that makes sense. See, Bishlam, if you fall away and you say, you know what, the hazard comment is not in the game. I believe that now I understand Pshat and Rashi too. Rashi was learning the hazard comment was a chalik of the Bishlam also. And you know why Rashi had to learn the Hadar Kamen is a chelik of the Bishul? Because otherwise you have the Ramban's Kasha.
But that's
true. In other words, so true, I'm telling you, you should know it. All I'm doing is teaching you what it says, but you gotta see it. Here, again. You like it, huh? Beautiful, no?
How does that solve the problem?
That's why Rashi comes along and says, when Shiurei Shari, the Havani in the Gemara, not yitkasher, but lechazek. Because on the yitkasher, Rashi was still learning as the chelik of the bishul. It has to be shuri shari. That could be you. The chalal don't want the bishul here. You just want the result. Shia chazek, that it should become the shuri. Shia chazek. You want the result. You didn't want the mice.
Yeah.
You wanted the result.
The result is
come on, Shimon. I did the mice and I had kavana for the mice. Again, it's very simple. Listen carefully. I want you to listen. You ready? Listen carefully. Does everybody understand the Ramban's question?
Yes. Yeah.
Ramban's question is like this. Once you learn like the Ritva, once you learn like the Ritva, that the pshat is, we're not falling away. The Gemara never said that it's Rav Shuri Shari. The Shuri Shari comes to you. The Lachem, Batsim, the Ki'ilu, the Chumrah. Because Batsim, it should be what? Patura. Meaning, we don't fall away from the first piece of Gemara. What's the question then, Baruch? You know what the question is?
Yeah.
How can you be Chai to Hilchos Shabbos for that? What are you talking about?
Chumrah, Rabbah.
What are you saying? The Mar Tzchayim. Well, what are you saying?
Once
you come on into something else, it's not left for heaven. Yeah, it should be part of a lesson. That's what it should be. That's the Rabbah.
No?
We're not holding it yet. You see, that's what I'm against you. Rashi, the poor Rashi. If the Shuri, he tried to straighten out this thing, and that was his kavod. But Gam Yesh for Barberip without Shabbos the Gemara. Says Rabban, so then there's not Melech Mashem. What are you talking about? How can you be chayy for that?
Yeah.
That's the question. Before we get to Rabban's parents, I'm telling you that's why I understand beautifully Rashi. You notice that when Rashi discussed the Bishul part, Rashi tried to bring in the Hadr Kamit as a chelik of the Bishul, that the water goes out and the mitkasher. You notice that Rashi brought in that also.
Bishul also.
Why did Rashi need that? It's very simple. Because Rashi needed that the kavana, which is what? That it should become hard, had to be a kavana of Maisa Bishul, if not Yepatos. The Rabban's question. If your whole kavana is what? Shiure, to make it hard, and that's not the Bishul, so who cares if the Marpi is Bishul? The Maisa, you want Mechav for Bishul. There's no Melech Moshe as a Bishul. So that's why Rashi had to learn that in order to be chayim, even the hadar kamit, even the shiat kasher is also chelik of the bishul. That the water goes out and now it's hard and now it's bishul. Otherwise, amativanti. Again, amativanti. Tagili the maskana. Amativanti. Rakech. Im zel rak le rakech, hazen posugia, right? The Ritva wouldn't be saying anything. There would be no gemara in Avodah Zarah. How am I? My kavana is lechazek, right? What does the Gemara call the bishul? I mean, he says lechazek, but he means lechashel, to make it hard, right? Shuri, right. So then when the Gemara comes along and says, what is the bishul? The Gemara says it's the mirparapi, right? The fact that it becomes soft. So, but your kavana was not for that. That's the Rambam's kasha. That's why Rashi learns that even the Yitkasher, even the Chelik Lorak Mirparaf, but even the Hadar Kamit is also the Bishul. Because you need that he's Mecham for Bishul to be Chayim. So then what was the Gemara's Kasha of Shiurei Shari? Beautiful. The Gemara's Kasha is why do we look at the Machshav on the Maaseh, look at the Machshav on what he wanted to accomplish. Chazek.
The outcome.
Outcome.
Big
machloikis in the sugya of if he went to take two and he found three. Remember the sugya if he went to take two grapes and he found three grapes? The maaseh is there. But the machshevet, meaning the result, is not there. That's a big sugya. That's totally the sugya. That's the question. The question of this sugi is, do we look at what's the Melech Mashav is? Did he try to accomplish Maisa Bishul? Or did he try to accomplish the result of Bishul?
Yes.
Of according to Rashi, the Havavina was.
The Havavina was my
only
reliance there?
No, but the Gemara asked.